Interest groups across the political spectrum stood behind federal leaders Tuesday as they announced the greater sage-grouse won't be added to the endangered species list. But KUER's Judy Faye says that's not exactly what Utahns wanted to hear.
U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell said states can stick with strategies they're already using to protect the iconic bird on millions of acres in 11 states. She praised the approach as a model for the future.
That's what we've seen today. Thoughtful law galvanizing individuals to not only save a species, but also the entire landscape and heritage of the American West.
Her enthusiasm was echoed by governors from differing political parties in states with big stakes on the line in energy and agriculture if their sage-grouse plans fail. The Audubon Society applauded the partnership, and a Nevada rancher did too. But Utah Governor Gary Herbert and Congressman Rob Bishop complained the federal government is overreaching again. John Harja is Herbert's public lands advisor. He says federal solutions to Utah's sage-grouse problem won't work.
On one aspect, we don't have a listing. But if you had a listing, you have to have a recovery plan. You move toward recovery of the species, and we all participate in that. We don't have any chance to change things now. We're stuck with what they have for 20 years.
The state has spent millions of dollars fighting a sage-grouse listing and is already looking at legal options. Allison Jones is director of the Wild Utah Project. She worries that the plan isn't tough enough.
Now is not the time to proclaim victory and wiggle room our way back to business as usual on our western public lands.
Jones says there should be assurances over the long term to make sure the state's strategies succeed. Judy Faze, KUER News.